Okay, we are picking up the Gemara on Nunvav Amud Beis. We are the words, the second to bottom line, the words of Tanu Rabbanan. We're learning in a brace over here. So it's very important to note that this daf you're going to see, turn on to the next Amud, it basically disappears because, as we mentioned in the Hakdama to Maseches Pesachim, really Maseches Pesachim was divided into two different Masechtas. And this is the end of the Pesach Rishon, time of Gaonim. It really was two different Masechtas. The Meiri points out, but if that's the case, then Arvei Pesachim, which is also the Lachos Bizman Hazeh that we're going to have at the very last Perek, was probably included in this as well. There's actually nafkaminas for that. Let's say someone wants to make a siyum on this half of the Masechta, and for where you need a siyum, like an Arv Pesach, would he be allowed to make a siyum on this part of the Masechta? Lachora, according to Meiri, would have to include Arvei Pesachim, and if one did that, I'm sure it's a shaila. I don't know, I didn't have a chance to look it up. Would be the halacha. So at the end of, basically we only have one amud of Gemara, so we're going to discuss that. I think it was a very important introduction we'll give for like 5 or 10 minutes, the last part of the Daf Yomi today. We will discuss a hagdama to the halachas of Kachim, because the next 40 daf after this, after from Nun Ches, basically till Tzadi Tes, till we start Arvei Pesachim, Tzadi Ches, Tzadi Tes, remember exactly, that next 40 daf are going to be halachas of Kachim, and different halachas of Kachim, which are complicated if you're not familiar with some of the topics, so we'll discuss an introduction to them. And then it's very nice, Mamesh, it's one that I always say, the Siyata Deshmai in the daf, I think this is one of them, that we're going to be learning most of the halachas, the common halachas that come up is Arvei Pesachim, and we're going to be learning that Mamesh, a lot of it even Tol Shloshim Yom of Pesach. So everyone's going to get a nice, we'll try to learn a little bit of Hilchos, as we always do. So that last parak is going to be really geschmack, but it's going to be really mamish right on the heels of the Chag of Pesach. So let's begin. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Barishonai Nosnin, Pe'al Alephis Lekruv. So originally, again, we're talking about the people of Yericho who used to take off Pe'al. Rashi pointed out in the Mishnah, we're going to see this during the Rashi in a moment, but Rashi pointed out the problem over there was that if they took off Peah for something that's not Chayv and Peah, then it's not, you don't take off Truma and Meiser, so you don't take off Meiser off of those things, and it's Chayv and Meiser, so they need to take off Meiser, yet they didn't do it. So that was the problem, that's why Chachamim were upset with this. So they used to take it off from Lelefes of Lekruv, they used to take it off from turnips and cabbage, and Rabbi Yossi says, Af Lekaflus, they used to take it off also from leeks. V'tani idach, we have another Braisa which says, I know some Lelefes of Lekaflus, they used to take it off from turnips and leeks, Rabbi Shimon Amar Flakruv, and Rabbi Shimon said they also gave it off of cabbages. So the Gemara now says, Nema Tlasas Naya, so we're assuming that over here that there's actually, there's really three different opinions of Shitas and Tanaim based on these two different braises, right? Because we have the Tanakama of the first braise, so he's going to hold that we have lefes and kruv, the turnips and the cabbage. We have a second Shita, the Tanakama in the second braise, so he's going to hold that you take off payoff, they used to take off payoff from lefes and karftuf, to the turnips and the leaves, and the leeks rather. And then we also have the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they both hold that they take payoff from all three, that's going to be the lefes, the kalfut, and the kruv, all three, the turnips, the cabbages, and the leeks, they're going to take off all three. So the Gemara is assuming that we have three different shitas in Tanaim in these two different braises. The Gemara says, no, we're going to minimize the machlokas. Lo, trait and I have, really, there's actually two opinions on Tanaim in the two braises. The Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon, Hainu Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon, meaning the Tanakama of the second braisa is really the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, the Tanakama of Rabbi Yossi, meaning the Tanakama of the first braisa is the same of Rabbi Shimon. And what is the braisa mean saying? Also, Kamaisa is referring to the first one. So what in the world is going on over here? So Rashi helps us out. Rashi says that we're discussing is that we have the first braisa that really the people of Yericho used to take off pair from the left fist and the crew. Rabbi Yossi is adding on also leeks. The Havamina was that Rabbi Yossi was adding leeks to it, and the Tanakama had two, and Rabbi Yossi was holding three. The Gemara is assuming now that Rabbi Yossi really is assuming that we're not adding to the first. And rather, we're saying that the Tanakama's list of turnips is going to be only two of them. So therefore, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi are going to hold the people of Yericho gave off peah from only two minim. However, the Tanakama is going to be assuming that they took off from the lefes and from the kruv, from the cabbages. Whereas Rabbi Yossi is going to say no, they took off from the lefes and also that of the kartuf, so the karfut, whatever you pronounce that. The kalflut. They took off that of the leeks. So that's the way we're explaining it. And then the second braisa is originally assumed also that the people of Yericho took off peah from the lefes and the kaflus and Rabbi Shimon kaflut and Rabbi Shimon says no, we're talking off the kruv. We thought that he was adding it. And we're saying no, they both assume that it was only two, and therefore the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon are both assuming that they only took off two minim, two different types of foods. However, the Tanakama is understanding that the leaves of the turnips and the leeks, while Rabbi Shimon is understanding that it's the leaf of the turnips and cabbage. So basically, the Tanakama of the first Braisa is going to match the opinion of Rabbi Shimon in the second Braisa, and the Tanakama of the second Braisa, who's assuming again that we're talking about the Lefes and that of the Kaflut, he's going to be the same Shita as Rabbi Yossi in the first Braisa, therefore there's only two Shitas. So we minimized it, not saying there's three Machloks and three Shitas in Tanayim, rather there's two Shitas in Tanayim. So now the Gemara Agav this is mentioning something else. Tanur Rabbanan, it was a story that once happened in the Braisa. Ben Behoyan, or says Behoyan was the name apparently of the dad. Nasan Pele Yarek, so he did take off payah from vegetables. So he saw that the anim were coming, and and they took lots of these vegetables. And they were standing at the gates, the entrance to the garden, about to leave. And Marlan Bana, he said, my children. Or Meir points out, why is he saying Bana, like such a nice lashon to my children? Because you have to be very careful how you speak to anim. A lot of times, you know, if you might embarrass them, something like that. So you have to be very careful how you speak to them. So he was trying to speak to them as nicely as possible so they would listen to him. So what do you tell them? So he said, throw off the vegetables that you took as payah, and I will give you double the amount in Maiser, Lamunesha, Eni Tzara. And so he specifically said, not because I want this produce, and not like I'm looking at you and saying, oh my God, look what they took. I'm not upset at you at all. Because the Chachamim said, they not take off payah from the Yerek. So the commentators just point out, Rashi and others explain, that again, Rashi points to seemingly a stir over here. Rashi in the Mishnah said that you take off the payah, and you're not taking off Chuma Maiser, so that's the problem here, we're going to eat Tevel. However, Rashi is explaining over here a different problem, that once you give the payah, there would be no problem Rather, that the aniyim would have to give it to the levim. Rechoshes is that the aniyim aren't going to be properly giving it to levim. It's interesting that Rashi mentions two different reasons for in the Mishnah, and over here he gives a different reason what the problem is. Either way, that's the problem according to Rashi. Tosfos just point out, wait a second, don't we have a concept? The Mishnah and Payah tells us that hefker is pater from shumas and maaser, so you're not giving them any tevel. So Tosfos says no, because we hold like Beis Hillel in the Mishnah and Payah, which says that you have to be mafker not just for the Ashirim, but you have to mafkir for everybody, meaning everybody could have it, not just Aniyim could have something. If just the Aniyim had something, it would be a problem. So therefore, it's still not considered Hefker, because we hold like Beis Hillel. It's actually one of the kulas of Beis Shammai said that if you're mafkir something, then even if it's only for Aniyim, that's still considered Hefker, in which case Beis Shammai would say it's Pater from Shumas and Maisers, whereas Beis Hillel said it's not. So we hold like Beis Hillel. So that's why over here, we have a problem, according to Beis Hillel, that at the end of the day, it's Chayav and Shumas and Maisers, and he declared for them, and I'm going to give you double. So the Gemara asks, why do you have to specifically point out that, you know, I don't want the produce, like I thought that was such a spitz produce, and that's why I wanted it. I'm looking at your produce saying, oh, I want that, and I'll give you something else instead, because the people are going to suspect him. Rather, because what are people going to say? He's just pushing us off. Rashi says, he says that they think he's lying. He's just going to say, oh, I'm going to give you so much better produce. Come here, I'm going to give you double, and I'm going to give you double. They don't, oh, who believes this guy? No, but once you give him the reason, no, I'm just afraid, guys, listen, you might be violating halacha over here, so I'm going to take out from my own pocket and give you double of what you deserve from proper thing produce that Chuma and Meister has been taken off of in order to avoid you having to do the Aver. So he was really a tzaddik, and therefore the Aniyim shouldn't be choshesh what he was doing. So that's what the Gemara relates to the story. Now the Gemara tells a different story. Seemingly, I don't question why this comes up, I guess, in practice of what was going on at Beis Parve. Lishkas Beis Parve was one of the areas in the Darum, it was a chamber that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. So this, they used to leave the hides. The hides were very expensive. The Kohanim had the right to, Rashi points out, to the Oros Kachik. Oh, basically, we learn that from the Ola. The Pasuk says, by Ola, Or HaOla, which we learned out goes to that Pasuk in Vayikra over there, explains that we get it to the Kohanim. It goes to the Kohanim. It's Lakoyen Lo Yeh. So the Pasuk says it should go to the Kohanim. And Rashi says, we learn out in the Gemara in Tzvachim that really, basically, all Kachim that you're allowed to eat, the Chatas and the Ashem, the Korbanos Tzibur, that the hides, not even that you're allowed to eat, even Ola, which is not eaten, the Kohanim, to certain Olas, are allowed to have that as well. And the hides are very valuable. So they used to give them out. The Kohanim used to have it. And they would give it out at nighttime. They used to give it to the members of the Beis Av. Remember that the Gemara discusses how Moshe Rabbeinu divided the Kohanim into Shmona Mishmaros, and then later Shmuel and David expanded it to 24 Mishmaros. Each Mishmar had a week of serving in the Beis HaMikdash at a time, and they would have, each day was Mechalek to a Beis Av. I think the Mishnah is in different places, and Titus, I think, discusses what were the names of the Beis Avos. So each day they would have it. So originally, they would give out, the Kohanim would give out each days of the Beis Av, that family's turn, who it was, you know, like we have, you know, big families, so too, they would give out, those families would give it out. So then the Gemara says, V'hayu bali zroas, milzun bezroas. So then, you have people who are not properly, people who would be strong-armed people, literally, that they were not nice, they would take it by force. and they would take all the more than their portion of hides. So Iskino, so they thought a better way. Let's do something else. They made a takana. They would give it out once a week, meaning they would give it out on Fridays instead of so that not just the base av would be involved, rather it was the entire mishmar, and maybe they would get into less problems. The ice and kula mishmar, because again, the whole mishmar would be taking it and dividing it. It's not clear, would they, because let's say you had more karbonos on Tuesday than you had on Wednesday, so would they just take the total sum and divide it by the 6 days of each day? Lechor, that's what they would do. Or you could assume maybe they, no, that each base av would give out the proper day in front of the mishmar, so then again, we would assuming that it would avoid the problem. So the Gemara says, but still, the high-ranking kohanim would take more than their fair share by force, and they would amda bailam v'kdusha shemayim. So what would happen? So the chora, the owners, the shayla, which owners, mean the bailam with the permission of the kohanim would do it, or would the actual kohanim be doing this? So that's the shayla over here. So either way, so we see that they would be makdish the hides to shemayim, the bailam with the permission of the kohanim actually serving it, and therefore it was going to hekdesh, and no one would be able to take more than their fair share. So then the Gemara relates, so what happened after they were giving so many of the hides so valuable? Amru, so the loyal mumiatim, so even after a short amount of time passed, they covered the entire heichal abeis hamikdash, the higher with golden coverings. And once the hektesh took this, they took the proceeds, and they were able to buy these golden coverings for the beis hamikdash. And amal kovei adinar zahav, it was an amal thick of a gold dinar, very, very expensive, fine things that they were able to add to the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara relates, so they would peel off the plates of the zahav, of the gold, the people of the, they would put them on the stairs of the base of Mikdash, so that on the times of the Shalosh HaGolim, people would come and they would see that how beautiful the base of Mikdash was. So now the Gemara continues, Tana, we learn in another Baisa, Abba Shal, Omer Bashal says, Koro Shal Shikma Yubericho, they were beautiful sycamore trees in Yericho. Also, robbers would come and take them by force. So that they saw that they would these people would come and take them by force against the will. So they would make them hektish. Apparently it stopped. It's a fascinating thing. It's like the famous story that someone wrote in the yeshiva. He put in the fact that it's hektish now would stop the robbers. Yeah, apparently people are more choshish for bin adam l'malkum sometimes than bin adam l'chaveros. That's the famous story. I don't know if this actually happened. Or everyone tells over this story that a person was in yeshiva and he wrote. He put his milk in the fridge and he saw that someone took it the next day. So he thought maybe it was an accident. He wrote, "Property of Reuven Schwartz. Please don't take it." And then someone took it also. They didn't care. Said that Reuven Schwartz, and the guy is taking it. The next day again, same thing. He says, "Gezel, Isser Gezel." This is Reuven Schwartz's. Please don't take this milk. Again, people were taking it. So then he wrote on it, "Chalav Akum Treif Milk. Don't touch." And nobody took it. So we see, unfortunately, sometimes, you know, Gezel wasn't afraid, the people weren't afraid of that. I guess maybe they thought he wasn't really mean. I don't know exactly. But for some reason, psychologically, people are more cautious sometimes for Bein Adam Malkum and Bein Adam Chaveiro. So the Gemara says, Aleim Lakyotsu, people like this, and other people, Abba Shomar, Bitnivs, Mishim, Abba Yosef, Ben Chanan, so who are like people like this who deserve to be punished? Oile, Bebeis, Baitus, Bebeis, Baitus, Rashi says that Bebeis, Baitus was a Kohen Gadol, and they would be Chamsanim, they would be robbers and not people, people, they would be hitting the people, they would be forcing the people, they would corruption in the base of Mikdash. Oile, Ma'alasan, because of the Rashi says a lesson is the type of maklos, the type of things they would hit people with. They would enforce fear in the base of Mikdash. Oile the base chanin, oile base chanin. Because what do they do? Oile melichashon. They would write. Rashi says they would give bad advice to people all the time. Oile base cards. Again, these are very powerful people. Unfortunately, abusing their power. Unfortunately, it's nothing new. People abusing their power, whether it's Jews or non-Jews, happens all the time. Oile base kastras. The base kastras. Oile mekal musan. Because of their literally their pens. Rashi says that they used to write out things like proclamations. Declaring people and enforcing, oh, you put him in chayav, exactly what exactly it was, scaring people off. Oilem Beis Yishmael ben Pachi, who's scared, I'm scared of the Beis Yishmael ben Pachi. We're going to see, he seemed to be a tzaddik. However, his children seemingly were corrupt. Oilem Agrafan, because of their fists, literally, again, they would enforce their power. Shem Kohanim Gedolim, all these people are Kohanim Gedolim. Uvneim Gizbarim, and then what would they do? They would appoint their sons in charge of the Beis Hamikdash treasury, and obviously they would lead to corruption. V'chasneim Arkalim, and their son-in-laws, their Mkalim, those people are people who are in charge of the Beis Hamikdash's things, going on, the everyday things in the Beis Hamikdash. V'avdeyan Chot V'nesam B'maklos, and again, their servants would beat the people and instill fear in the Beis Hamikdash. Obviously, corruption that is not something that was shayach. Tanur Rabbanan Arba Tzavachos Tzavcha Azara. The entire the Beis Hamikdash, literally the Beis Hamikdash courtyard, it cried out. A baskel, the Achronim point out, like a baskel came out and said, the following in the Beis Hamikdash. Rishona, the first time it had this baskel was the time of Tzumei Kan B'nei Eli. Eli, get out of here. They contaminated the Heichal Hashem. That's the pasuk says that Yishkevu Nasan Nashin Tzvakos Mechavai. They literally would have relations with the Eishes Ish. Pretty terrible things in the time of Shiloh, in the time when they had the Beis Hamikdash. So that was a very bad thing. They would be committing adultery. So that's not shayach. That's the Gemara in Shabbos actually points out that maybe they didn't actually have, it was like ki'ilu. It wasn't as bad as, it was still bad. There would be matame different things. And we wouldn't be careful, but still it wasn't as bad as we thought. Maybe it was only that they were violating the halacha of not being careful with the Beis Hamikdash of Tumah Vitara. Either way, it was still bad. Pshuto Shemikra says that they were violating adultery. Not Pshuto Shemikra, the Gemara in Shabbos says that maybe it was a little less than that. Either way, it was still bad, and it said, get out of here. That they shouldn't be Kohanim Gedolim anymore. That's what happened. The Navi says that they came to Shmuel. That was one of the prophecies of Shmuel, that he told Eli that your children are no longer welcome to be the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, Otsaf, another time it cried out, Semikan Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai, Yisachar Ish Barkai, Shem Mechabed Esaz Mechal So he would be honoring himself, but he would be desecrating the korbanos that were brought up to Shemayim. Because he would wrap his hand with silk and he would perform the avodah. We Rashi says, as we point out, we know chatzitus poselot bekachim. So the pasuk says, v'lakach hakohen, the Gemara dorish out that it has to be dafko with your pure hand. And here he was doing it, he was putting silk, not so everyone to see this beautiful, really expensive, like $10,000 thing on his hand. And that obviously, not only was it pasul, but he was mechabed himself with that everyone should look at him. The courtyard called out in the Beis Hamikdash, Sushar Mashechem, raise up your hands. It's the play on words to the Sushar Mashechem and the Pasuk in Tehillim. Vikanes Yishmael ben Pachi, Talmid of Pinchas. Yishmael ben Pachi, the Talmud of Pinchas, that he should come in because he was kosher. So apparently he was good. That's what we're pointing out. But that's what before we said that his children were bad people. So Rashi says, yeah, his children are bad, but he himself was good. So he should come out. He should be the Kohen Gadol. And then continues the Gemara. Another time the Azar called out. Again, he should come out. He should literally fill his stomach with the korbanos because he's roi to be eating. We know that the Bailim, that the Kohanim would eat and the Bailim is kaprim. So therefore it's shayach for him to dafka be involved with the bringing of the korbanos, and we want him to be there. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amru Allah v'Yochanan ben Arbayis. So Yochanan says, She'ochel shoshmas agalim, he would have 300 calves to eat, v'shoshmas garbe yayin, and 300 barrels of wine, v'ochel basan gozlos b'kinuach se'uda, he would have 4 birds for a dessert. So this was an insane amount of food. So it's a shiloh over here. So Rashi says, Rashi points out that the brisa doesn't mean that he ate it, rather he was generous and made sure all the Kohanim who were around, not just in his base av, would be allowed to eat it to make sure. Again, because it was no noser, no leftover meat for the Kohanim, would make sure, he would make sure other Kohanim would be there in order to eat it. So his generosity, not just the base av that was involved in the eating of the day, if there was more to spare, he would make sure more people around, they'd be very generous, and make sure they would eat the korbanos, so it wouldn't lead to nosar. So the Gemara says, so my salka baby Yisachar ish kfar Barkai. What happened to Yisachar, the guy from Barkai, as the one who used the glove of silk? So what happened to him? What was his punishment? So the Gemara says, Amrei, Malka makasa v'yasve, there was a king and queen. L'chor, some say that it was Yanai HaMelech, it was the king and queen, Raman was very cruel, he was a very scary king. He killed off a lot of Talmid HaChachamim, so he's very scary for the Chashmonaim. So they were sitting and they were talking one time. Malka amar g'diyaya. So the king said that the goat's meat is better than that of a lamb. No, and then she said, "With the lamb's meat is more better quality." Amrei man muchav says, "Who's going to prove which one is better quality?" Kohen gadol to come maisi korbanos kol yom. Kohen gadol who brings his korbanos every day, he's able to eat them. He gets a portion first. So he should know. Asa iyo. So the kohen gadol came and they asked him. So turning on to the next. Now achai achve biyade. So after, so he motioned with his hand, you know, like a dismissive, moving his hand towards the king, and he said, "Igdai iyasek lasamid." So he said, clearly a goat is better because it's brought up as a korban. The pasuk says, as a keves echatas, rather, sorry, if the goat was better, it would have been brought up as a korban, and it's not. We know that as a keves echatas, as a keves echatas, the pasuk says a keves, specifically a lamb, should be brought as the ola every day, since it's brought every day, every single day. The Torah commands you bring one korban every single day, in the morning and nighttime. That's the korban tamid. That's what we daven shachas and mincha keneged. So that is clearly what is more chashiv. So the Gemara said, Amar Malka, so the king got upset about how he moved his hand like in a dismissive manner. That's not respectful. So Hoel Vilavi Le Imaz the Malchus, since he has no fear of the king, of me, Nipsigli Mine cut off his right hand. The Ayah Shulcha the Paschal Ismullah. So Yisachar was a very powerful man also. So he gave a lot of money to the person in charge who was supposed to be cutting off his hand, and he cut his left hand instead of the right hand. Because he wanted to still do the avodah and still be kosher with his famous silk glove. So the Gemara says, Shema Malka, so the king heard about it. Paschal Mine, so he heard it and he cut off his right hand. Sometimes a person wants to go after Ratzon Hashem. He should have realized they're not Vera, and at least he would have one hand, his left hand, to be doing something. Because his right hand got cut off. He was trying to, he should have realized that he was supposed to get an Avera, and he would have only his right hand cut off. Now he was messing with the Ratzon Hashem, so therefore he got his left hand cut off as well. There was a famous story with Rabbi Lamelech and his brother Abzusha when they were in Golos one time. They were asleep. They always used to sleep on random inns, random places where they went into their self-imposed Golos. And one time they were sleeping by people who were drunken, bar where people are getting drunk, and they saw them on the side of the road. So they said, "Let's have some fun with these random poor beggars." I don't know if they knew they were Jewish or not. And the story goes that they were hitting them. They were hitting Reb Zusha. They kept hitting Reb Zusha. So then Rabbi Melech said, "I felt badly for you. They keep beating you up. So let's switch places, and they'll come hit me." So finally, they switch places, and now they say, "Wait a second. We've been beating up this guy on the outside the whole time." And now they switch places. Really, that's where Reb Zusha was. Reb Zusha now is on the inside. They said, let's have fun with this other guy. And they take Reb Zusha again. And Reb Zusha said, "You can never mess with the Ratzon Hashem. If Hashem, they wanted me, they were gozer, I should be the one who's getting beaten up. Then I should be the one getting beat up and made fun of, not you, Reb Melech." Okay, that's the story it goes. So my deal over here, obviously there were tzaddikim, but here, he should have known that he was getting punished for his right hand. Now he's lost his right and his left hand. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Baruch Achmana, he said, thank Hashem, that he got punishment in this world. So the Shailav, exactly what does this mean over here? So the Chassam Sofer points out maybe that it was in this world that was a show, it showed everyone saw how chumra it is to violate the halachas in the Beis HaMikdash. Oh wow, look what happened to him. Everyone remember, look what happened to him. And therefore they therefore said, oh wow, look what happened. Another explains, no, that Baruch Hashem, even though he did a major avera, he was punished in this world, so he'll still have schar and olam haba. The person gets yisur in this world, we know that's a major kapara for him in the next world. The Gemara continues, Amar Ravashi, Sefer Ishkvar Barakai, Lo Tanim Asnisin. Not only that, Yosef Rav Shai, he didn't know how to learn. Because our Braisa says this, now we learn in the Mishnah rather. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kvasim Kodim Ezim Kol Makam. One of those things, like the Av Kodim La'im. So the Gemara says, that those are the halachas over there. The Gemara says two different things, and then says, no, really, they're equal in certain things. One of thought that because the lamb are better quality. In the pasuk says that the person brings a lamb as his korban. So we see over there that the Torah specifically talking about chatas, that the goat is mentioned before the lamb. So therefore, gedis before the lamb. So that really they are equal. So therefore, this is contradicting Yisachar that said that a keves, a lamb, is going to be better. So therefore, we see that they're really equal. So the Gemara Ravina Amar Afilo Mikro Lokar. He didn't even know how to read Pesukim. Not in Mishnayos. Tichsev im keves im is. It says im keves, a sheep or a goat. The O ibai keves lice. If you want to bring a lamb, that's like achilah. Buy as lice. Or he wishes to bring a goat, let him bring it. So therefore, again, so we see that he didn't even know how to read Pesukim. Hajalach Malkum Chagani Hajalach Nago. And also Silgala Pesach Rishon. That's mentioned in see the bottom of the Vilna over here, because again, that used to be the whole Masechta. So a lot of people make a Siyam. So we're going to wait. We see him at the end of the whole Masechta, which again is not going to be for another 60 daf. We'll get to it right before Pesach. So it's nice. Everyone after Pesach will have Siyamim to make. Now it's important to give for the next 10 minutes or so, maybe a little less. We'll give Hagdama to Kachim, because a lot of these halachas, and it's not just going to be talking about the halachas of the korban, really how we get into it, the korban Pesach as part of kachim. But the Gemara is going to mention many other different halachas when it comes to kachim. Again, this is going to be actually easier than if you remember from daf yadal to ram chaf aleph. We had some very hard dafim of kachim. I think this will be a little bit easier than that. But still, lemaisa, it's still a little bit hard because we're unfamiliar with a lot of the topics. So just important to note that we have different korbanos. We have a chatas, if a person sins, you have to bring that. An ola is totally burnt. An asham, a shlamim, toda. These are all different korbanos that a person brings in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's also different aspects to it. There's different components to the actual the korban itself. You have the blood, the dam. You have the emurim, which are the parts of it, and also the basar, the actual meat. So those are going to have different halachas for different what category these korbanos are in. For example, if you have kachim kalim, so then the meat is allowed to be eaten by the bailim. If you have kachim kalim, basically like a shlamim, toda, bechor, all those actually bechor might be an exception, but. Basically all of these things, the Bechor is actually given, part of it's given to the Kohanim, but all of the other ones, when it comes to a Pesach and all that, the Bailim are the ones who brought the Korban, they allowed to eat the meat, and they have to eat it in Yerushalayim, and a person's not going to be Chayav Me'ilah until their dam was already thrown on the Mizbeach. That we already learned earlier in the Masechta. And then you have Kachay Kachim, which is more Chamor, and that is like a Lachas of Chatas, Ola Asham, and Shlamim of the Tzibor, Shlif Chesham Tzibor. A lot of these we mentioned in Ezum Koman. If you really learn Ezum Koman, you'll be familiar with a lot of these subjects. So Kachim Kachim are different in the fact that they're only eaten by Kohanim, as like Chatas, Asham, and Shlavim, and Ola is not eaten by anyone. Only the hides we mentioned was given to the Kohanim. So that is Kachim Kachim, and it's more Chamer. You're only allowed to do the Shechita, where the Shechita is done, is only allowed to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, in the courtyard, as opposed to the, as the Kachikalim is allowed to be also, where it's eaten, is also going to be another halacha. You can eat them only in the area of the Beis HaMikdash, whereas Kachikalim is allowed to be in all of Yerushalayim. So now that is part one. And we also know there's four main aspects to every avoda, and the first one is actually allowed to be done. The Gemara learns on Zvachim, Shechita is the shechting, that can be done by a non-Kohen. However, the rest of them, from Kabbalah and Elach, from the next three avodas, that can only be done by a Kohen. The Kabbalah is collecting the dam in a kli sharis with a special kli of the Beis HaMikdash. Holacha is bringing it to the Mizbeach, and the Zrika is going to be throwing it on the Mizbeach. Now, there's going to be a fundamental difference for how many matanos, how many times they have to be zorek them for Kachim Kalim and Kachim Kachim. That's why we say this every day in the Korbanos, whether it's Shnaim Shin Arba, you have to do on two sides of the Mizbeach, or on all four sides of the Mizbeach, you have to throw them. Again, a lot of these things have bigger inyanim, just like the technical processes. I'm talking about pisod and different things like that. What exactly was accomplished when you were doing all of these things? So either way, that's the halachas over here. And then the shiarei adam was brought on the side, and that was not an integral part to it. So now, they also used to burn these things on the mizbeach. The emurim used to be would be brought on the mizbeach, and they were burned the whole night, and that portion would be burned on the mizbeach. So that's important to note as well. Now you have the achila. We mentioned the achila can be done by the kohanim, and then they would have for kachim kachim, they would have to make sure to eat, and that's a mitzvah on the kohanim to eat it. When it comes to the bialim, is it just achila that if you want to eat it, you have this amount of time, you have one night and 2 days to eat it, or is it actually a mitzvah on the bialim? That's a chakira in the Rishonim and Achronim. When it comes to the kohanim, everyone learns that there's a chila for the kohanim to eat it, because the gemara is a lashon that we're going to see over here that the kohanim ochlim bialim is kaprin. The Kohanim eat it, and then the Bailam will have their kapara. Let's say by a chatas, you accidentally do an avera, so you get kapara only when the Kohanim eat it. We see that achila is such an important aspect to the kapara. Now we learn that everyone's going to agree when it comes to Pesach and Chagiga that those things that are an achiyav to eat, because you don't just shech the korban Pesach and that's it. You have a chiyav to eat a kezayis, a mitzvah to eat a kezayis that night. So that's going to apply to both of those korbanos. No one's going to have a shaila about that. The only kira is by other korbanos that are, let's say, a shlamim. Does a bialim have a chiyav to eat it, or just if you want to eat it, this is the time period you'll have. Now there is a different aspects to a person, which or kohen. Let's say if a kohen's not wearing the begadim, that's going to passel it. Also, if he doesn't wash his hands, it's going to passel it. If he's an onan, it passels it. Different things that are going to passel the korban. And also, we have animals. That's on the kohanim. What about the animals? If the animal has a mum, if the animal is a rov, a nirba, mechikela, different examples. That the Torah tells you, if it was a person, if it was a vorzara, different things passel the animal. If you bring any of these things that are not kosher at all, and a person's not yotzei his korban. Now we also have kavana. Different kavanas will also passel a korban. If a person has a kavana of shelo lishma, you have a korban for a different type of korban, an ola for something else, then it's going to depend. Maybe you'll be kind of, the Gemara is going to talk about this in Zvachim really, but a person has intentions for a chatas, and a Korban Pesach, maybe you can have them be totally possible. Maybe you can have, if it's Shalol Lishma, the Gemara's Lashon is that it's going to be Shalol Alo Lebayim Lashem Chove. Not going to have the Chove that you wanted to bring with it, but it's still, the Korban is allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach. That is a concept that exists if you have Shalol Lishma. Then there's also a problem of Chutzlis Mana. That's Pigol. And Pigol, if a person eats Pigol, if you say you're going to eat it 3 days later, you think you're going to eat it 3 days later, if the Kohen thinks about it like that, that creates the Korban to be a Pigol, and the Pigol is an Isra Karis to eat a very, very Chamor. Chutzlim and Komo, if you want to eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash for, let's say, for Kachim Kachim, or outside the Bailim, the person who owns it wants to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, so that's called Chutzlim Komo, thought outside of its place. That is going to be puzzle. It's not going to be an Isser Karis, however, it still would be puzzle. And then, that is a concept. So now, then you have, when it comes to specifically Pesach, or in general, actually, this is so not just for Pesach as well, if you're eating it for a person who's not able to eat it, or a person who wasn't going to be assigned to it, that's more for Pesach, a minoy. When it comes to Pesach, specifically when it comes to Hilchos Pesach now, so then, a person has to have what's called a minoy. It has to be people who are specifically a chabura of people, a group of people who are going to be assigned to the korban. Only those people are allowed to eat it. You have to know beforehand who is going to be eaten. entertainment, and also it's a chiyuv to be eaten by all Jews, and that's even Menashim are going to be chayav in that. Besides the mitzvah to bring the Korban Pesach, there's a mitzvah to actually eat the meat, and as you mentioned, you need to have a chabura, and there's a specific Isra D'oraisa. A lot of the halacha is interesting, it's going to be in this week's parsha, so it also lines up. Is an arav of chol arel chabal. It's said like three different times that an arav is not allowed to eat, and not only that, a person who doesn't get doesn't give a bris milah to his children, also passes the korban for the whole chabura. So that's also a person also is a who is alpikores, who goes off the derech, who also passes, or goy, any of all those people, you add them to the chabura, is going to passel it for everybody. That is mentioned by korban. Now, other differences between the korban Pesach is that when it comes to other korbanos, you can cook it any which way you want to. We know that the korban Pesach has to be specifically tzli over a fire, and it's not allowed to be al tachlu na v'alshem uvush abamayim. You're not allowed to have it. It's an iser d'oraisa to have it cooked, and or it can eat it raw either. So that's an iser d'oraisa. Also, etzem loish berubo is an iser d'oraisa as well. Again, all these halachas fascinating in this week's parsha and parsha's bow. It's also, you should eat it specifically ala sova. That's why you should not be eating it while you're hungry. Therefore, they would have the chagiga before. You'd have the korban chagiga around the 14th. They would eat that because the korban pesach is specifically eaten when it's full. That's why our achilas afikoman is connected that. We actually have the whole meal. That's why you have the afikoman. That's why it's a shaila, which is the ikar matzvah. According to Tosfos, the ikar matzvah that we eat bismanazeh is actually going to be the afikoman because that's the nega of the korban pesach. And I'll understand that a little bit more because that's how you have to have the korban pesach. So now, there's also a concept called pesach sheni. We'll end up with this. Is there a concept called Pesach Sheni. You have to bring the Korban Pesach if a person was unable to bring it because he was Derech Bechoka or he was Tameh for whatever reason that was Ones, he didn't take care of it. So then you have the concept of Pesach Sheni, bringing the Korban on Pesach Sheni. So that is a Kitzer Halacha. Again, it's important to refer back to here because a lot of these concepts are going to come up over the next 40 daf. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll go through these next 40 daf together. We'll start with Tamid Nishchas, Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow.